Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is George Gamond, and it's Thursday. I'm a little off to a weird start. I did this sigh, let this sigh out, and I'm not sure if you heard it or not. Okay, so we're going to start off. We're going to have a little fun today. We're going to see what Spirit has to say. We're going to talk a little bit more about visualizations, and that's kind of what have been the theme about visualizing what you want in your life, which is a very, very cool thing. And that's, but I have some other articles. It's just kind of more interesting, fun. Let's just kind of go in different directions today. We don't have to be all that serious about life, right? Yeah, I kind of woke up kind of grumpy this morning. I thought, I need to laugh more. Yes. So I don't know if I'm going to tell a bunch of jokes or not. I don't think so. I did have one I want to tell you, though. It's kind of a fun little joke. And I saw it yesterday, and I get these daily jokes, and I thought, ooh. And so men out there, don't be offended by it. Women, I think you can kind of relate to this. So let's see what you think about it. Okay. I get a joke a day emails. It's kind of, you know, good way to start the day with a little humor, right? A wife complained, "You never listen to me. You only hear what you want to hear." The husband replied, "Sure, honey. I'll have a beer." Now, I just find that just so, from relationship issues that I've dealt with over the years, yeah, I thought that had a sense of humor to it. Hopefully you can chuckle at that and go, not be offended by it, really. Yes. So let's get back to you guys and see what we're doing today. So we're going to talk about visualizations. I had an article, 10 Things Women Are Programmed to Look For in Men. And I read through this and I thought, I got about 8 of them or 9. So I thought, well, I got most of these. I didn't have the first one on the list. So if you're interested in what the first one on the list is, I will go there. They had another one on. What was my other article? Oh, should I get back with my ex? And I thought that was an interesting article. Might cover it, might not. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see what we get through today. And then the other one was 6 ways to communicate with departed ones. You know, I talk to dead people all the time. So I thought this is an interesting article for people who actually want to communicate, don't want to contact a medium or go out there and, you know, see what other people have to say. So I thought that would be interesting to talk about. So let me go back to, I lost somebody already. I had caller and then the caller went away. They must be off in a different direction today. So let's get back into, let's start with some fun stuff. And then we'll jump into visualization. And if you want to call in, if you want to hear from a dead person or a spirit guide, we can do that. But again, we're going to focus on you creating what you want in life. Ooh, that's important, right? You manifesting and visualizing what you want. So this article is from, well, let me start with the other article first. So I will check back and forth, see if you want to talk, you have any questions for Spirit, and then we'll go from there. And so this is WikiHow. I thought this was an interesting article, kind of appropriate. How to create visualizations to get anything you want. And is that out of, this one had a rating of a 91%. So, okay. Number one, step. Get in the right mindset. Whoa, yes. Creative visualization has been used when you're truly relaxed and feel, what's the word? Positive. It can also be used to help you relax and feel positive. There's the word here, positive, is being amplified here. Begin by creating a nice environment, perhaps putting on some soft, uplifting music without vocals. Okay, or maybe doing some light stretching or taking a bath or just getting in a relaxed kind of place is really what. And then perhaps meditate, relax for a few minutes, breathe consciously and perhaps a little more deeply than usual. Yeah, deep breaths really help cleanse you, get you into a deep breath. So I'm going to practice that. take a deep breath. Just take it in really deep and then just let it out slow. Let's do that about three or four times. We'll go through these little exercises as we go through the show today. We talk about visualization. Okay? So take a deep breath. And then let it out slow. And as I'm talking, do that a few times. Just let your body relax. Start to visualize, imagine, and feel or picture what you want. Okay. We are all different. So some of us will find it easy to start with feeling, and some of us will find it easier to start by picturing. Yeah, that's just, we're all programmed a little differently in how we learn, our learning process. Some learn by hearing, some learn by, primarily, we all have all of the abilities, but some learn by hearing, some people are visual, some are kinesthetic. So feeling, okay, so it has to feel right. However you begin, continue until you can see and feel to some degree what you want happening, the way you want it happening. We'll get into some more examples of this, but I want you to practice this. This is about your practice on this. So start, close your eyes a little bit, unless you're driving. We don't want drivers doing this, okay? You have to go home. If you're interested in this article, I will see if I can post it on Facebook, and then you can see it there yourself. Oh, I don't think I can. Oh, well, that's all right. We're moving along here. We're having fun. If you want to contact me, if you want to do this with me, if you want a real good session as being an intuitive performance coach and using these techniques to help you to manifest what you want in life, to kind of create the environment for manifestation is what I would call it, you can contact me, okay? I'll give you a couple of different things. I'll give you a phone number, and so you can call me, or I can give you a website, or you can always find me on Facebook. So I'll give you this stuff. So this information. So if you want to contact me, if you want to do a session with me on this sort of thing, so it's the mess. If I type that correctly, you should be the messenger.info. And the sessions are, I should have put this up there earlier, but you're with me. Okay. So they're $1 a minute. Generally, if you're going to do this kind of process, you need at least 30 minutes of it. Absolutely. Okay, start to visualize. So let's get back to the article. I'm sorry, I just distracted off into the side here. I wanted to give you some information in case you want to do this sort of thing with me. Or if you want to hear from dead people, we can do that too. It is important not to try to control the visualization too much. In fact, you might find it that it distracts you. And each time you do it is better to, or easier to picture more and better outcome of the flow of events. Try to focus on visualizing what you're doing, especially since that is truly what you have the control over. Okay, so just visualize what you want. Okay, let's just leave it at that. Do this daily, nightly, or at a good amount of time. Yeah, practice is a good time to do this is just before you go to bed. Okay, or early morning. And if you set your intentions in the morning, the next thought is just really kind of stay in a positive. Watch for signs telling you how to get what you want. That's called synchronicity, right? If you've put it out there the night before, look for the synchronicity that will help you to create whatever you want in your life. You know, that somebody calls you and says, you know, I have this extra ticket for this concert. Would you love to go with me? Synchronicity. If you've been thinking about watching a certain band and you don't really can't afford going to see the band or the artist, and if you start manifesting it like a ticket, I would love to go see this concert, and you can visualize yourself at the concert and listening to the group and whoever they are, and you can actually even put the music on as you're visualizing this, and then wait for to see what happens. See if you don't get a phone call, or you see an ad, or you see something for a discount. You see this Groupon thing that says, you know, tickets for this concert at around $29 versus $200. Whoa, okay, that's a deal. I like the next point. and then we'll move on to another article, and I'll check back with before that, I will check back with you and see if anybody wants to talk to me. And if you will bear with me for a minute, those who want to talk to me, I will do the last point on this and then come back to you. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. Ooh, that's so important. That's like number one law of attraction, one of the number one laws of attraction principles. So, for example, if you're trying to stop eating sugar, focus on see how you feel doing with what you want to do instead of picturing yourself drinking not so much sugar, right? Just a little bit. Okay, so let's say your aim is to attract a girlfriend or boyfriend. What personal qualities do you see yourself expressing? Are you using humor, warmth, confidence? Just put out there what you want, not necessarily what you don't want. Just avoid what you don't want, because the old principle of the law of attraction is if you focus on what you don't want, guess what? You get more of what you don't want, and you don't want to go there. You want to attract something new and different, right? So stay on the focus of what you want. Don't lapse into what you don't want. So we'll get into another article in a moment on the same subject, and we'll do a little practice of visualization based on Jack Canfield's visualization. Okay, so let me take a caller, and then we'll jump back into this. And I got this article I thought about what women, and I want your opinions on this, what women see in men or want to see in men. Now, it's geared towards primarily younger women and younger men, but I think people are pretty much the same. I think our values shift somewhat, but still, it's rather interesting. Okay, so hello.
Hello, George. This is Nancy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How is Nancy? So what do you want to manifest, Nancy?
Well, I was going to ask you a question, actually. I just came back from a week with a very empowering group of people, and I almost felt like they were family, and I did a lot of releasing there, and I was just curious if you see them maybe in past lives, because there are a lot of people I really bonded with.
Yes, absolutely. That's the before you even got too far into your thought about you felt bonded to them, the word past life came up. So, you know, a lot of times in past lives, we have like a community, like a past life family, a soul family, and people's soul families reincarnate together, not necessarily in the same place, but generally around the same time. I think there was articles or stories about that. There was a place, Lake Elsinore, California, not too far from where I live, 80 miles. It's not too far, where they documented this whole group of people reincarnated together in this area, and they're all part of the same soul family. So, yes, absolutely, 100%. Now, some of them you will feel closer to than others, because like in any family, you know, you have the brothers and the sisters, then you have the distant cousins, right?
Right, right. No, I did. There were certain ones that I know I'm going to be in touch with, you know. We already made our pacts. So,
well, cool.
I was just curious.
Sometimes those families are even more important than physical families. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
Did you know, this is an interesting fact, and I read this, and I respect the author who did a lot of past life regressions and between life regressions, a Dr. Newton and his writings with dealing with thousands of these cases, right? And people describing their past lives and describing their time in between lives and who they're with and their soul families. That sometimes your parents are not in your soul family. Your actual physical parents in your family are not part of your soul family. They come from a different family. So maybe that's why we have such difficulties with our parents sometimes. I thought that was an interesting, you know, observation that he did from all of these interview regression work with people. I mean, it's not always true, of course, but I thought that was really an interesting point. So, yeah, point well taken. Yes, definitely soul family. Okay?
Okay.
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely really good connections with some people. Keep it up. Mm-hmm. Keep it going.
Okay.
I would suggest at some point that if you know somebody that you trust doing this, regress together and see if you go to the same place, or even regress separately to see if the same sort of situations come up where you kind of identify each other in past life regressions. That's kind of fun.
Okay, that's something to do.
If you're together, sometimes that works, but then sometimes you kind of have this little bleed through, and it's not always the best way to do it. But doing it together can be fun. See what happens, okay?
Okay.
Take care.
Well,
have fun. Okay.
You too.
Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. So I was going to have some fun for a moment. And off on a little different tangent for a moment, they get back to visualizations. And this is from Fashion Beans. Well, the author is not necessarily from Fashion Beans. It's a website for men, primarily about men's fashion, men this, men that, you know, how to, you know, pick up lines to everything else, to dress. But this one article I thought was rather interesting. Jamie Gantz, G-A-N-Z. And she's written articles for other publications, not just this particular site or this website. Okay, so these are 10 things that women look for in men. And yeah, younger, probably older. I'm not sure if this is exactly true. But taller the better. Now, that's number one on the list. Now, I kind of fall short. Humor, okay, I know, I fall short. I'm about 5'6". So, yes. But I've run into that. I've been on dating sites, and women, you know, actually write that you have to be over between at least 5'10". So I have personal experience with women saying height is important. So we won't go through the whole article, but so women are into taller men, and a lot of times because they like to wear heels and they don't want to look like the man's taller than them. But it made an interesting point here. One might be go way back to the days of cavemen, when it was quite possible a man who was taller would be better able to protect what was his, was extended to whatever it was. So, you know, he was more of the provider and the protector of. Now, they made a point for us shorter guys. They did make a nice little point, so that if you're a little bit shorter, if you're under 5'10", right, you go, oh, I'm a loser. You know, I'll never meet a woman, right? No. So walk taller, stand up straight, kind of make yourself look bigger. Just, you know, straighten up, walk tall, buy some high heels. That's not necessary. Wear boots, right? Boots make men look taller. So if you're so inclined to go out with a date, especially if she's not really, really, really short. But no, it's funny, though, because I've seen women online looking for dates. And it's usually a lot of times the women will be about 5'1", and they want somebody about 5'10". I don't know how that translates to those who aren't, you know, into the inches thing. I don't know, centimeter. I think I'm about 166 centimeters. So women would want men over 180 or whatever it is, right? If that's kind of – okay, but next point. See, now I like the next one. Smarts are often found to be even more desirable than a winning smile or generous account is that of intelligent men. Ooh, that's good. Just because a woman might have spent her years in the university attracted to the jocks who spent the weekends crammed and, you know, blah, 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 parties, women love men who are intelligent. Good. And that could be because they're able to provide or they're able to make money, but just able to carry on conversations. They're well-read. They're literate. So I like to fall in that category. Now, I would suggest men are listening to me and suggest that maybe you, when you write your profiles for dating, you kind of want to accent some of this some way in a very interesting way, that you want to show that you have a certain level of intelligence, you know, like college graduate is important, or a master's degree is important, or something that you know, your interest, which shows a little bit of intellect, right? I've been reading, you know, 16th century, you know, Italian books, right? Okay, well, that's not the easiest thing to do. You know, I've been working on a theory of quantum physics. Whoa, okay, wow, he's got some smarts going on there, right? Confidence, This is a quality that's said to be measured by men as well. Often enough, at least, and apparently, confidence is the most important things that women seek out in a male partner. Not being aggressive, but being assertive, taking an assertive role, right? You know, especially going out on a date, being assertive. Well, I don't know. Where do you want to go? I have no idea where to go. An assertive man would, oh, yeah, okay, well, there's a couple different choices. I really like this place, you know, blah, blah, blah. So being assertive with women is really important. An active social life. Now, that can change over years, but an active social life can mean many different things. It doesn't mean spending hours on Facebook, okay? That's not necessarily an active social life, but you're going out, you're doing things, you get involved in organizations, you get involved in civic activities, you not necessarily partying all the time, but social activities. You know, you go to the library, you go to book readings, you go to plays, you do this, you do that, right? So try to squeeze that in somewhere in a resume or your profile, right? Solid communication skills. Women like men who actually can communicate. I think it was one of the biggest complaints that I've heard over the years is he never communicates. That's a tough one for some men to communicate. So solid communication skills. Women are looking for that. Now, not every man is going to have all of these, but if you can score pretty high on a lot of these, then you're going to attract more women in your life. And women out there, what do you think about this? I mean, even older, what do you think about these? I mean, are some of these important to you? Or are you going, yeah, right, sure, that is not important to me. It's because women are, regardless of the age, are somewhat security oriented, and security could be emotional security. Similar interests. Yes. Even though opposites attract, There is a certain thing about similar interests. I mean, I don't even have to read the whole article. I know all these, but I thought this was an interesting article. Things, background, and interests and things you love to do, are they similar? Okay. A great sense of humor. Now, I do see that. So you got a similar highlight on there that you have a really good sense of humor. And women, what do you think about these? I'm going to go through this and, oh, I got a caller. So I'm going to ask you when we take the call, what do you think about these things? If you're a woman, if you're a man, are you using these? So great sense of humor. I like the next one a lot. See, I'm scoring pretty well on this list other than the tall thing. Okay. Compassion. Are you compassionate? Do you show compassion to other people? You see somebody having a problem. Are you willing to get involved and help them, right? So compassion can be reflected in many different ways. Are you patient with people? You know, your waiter's having a bad day. And are you compassionate? Are you understanding? Are you sympathetic or compassionate towards their problem? And you don't get all huffy and, oh, food's late. You know, what is going on here? No. The ability, this is the biggie. Giant, huge, monster one, the ability to listen. I posted the joke earlier and I just quoted it, which kind of highlighted this whole thing. Men who listen, women love men who can actually listen and pay attention, are not just listening to say something. You know, people do that all the time, right? We listen to say something. Okay. And the next one, next rule. Now, you guys, I don't know if you agree with this. Men who have dogs. Pets, but dogs. Now, some women are cat people, but dogs seem to be high on the list. So I'd love to hear your opinions on that. Okay, I'm going to put this on Facebook for you. So if you're interested in reading the whole article. So if you're not with me on Facebook, if you're, you know, like it was almost the end of the world today. The world almost came to an end. Facebook was down for about an hour here. What has happened? The world's coming to an end. Oh, no. You know, you get so into certain things. I do a lot of posting on Facebook and, you know, articles and so forth. So it was like, oh, no, the world's coming to an end. Facebook is down for an hour. Okay, so let me take a call. and then we'll get back into the visualization. How much time do we have? Oh, we got lots of time. We have lots of time. We can do things. We can talk about dead people too. Okay, so let me 510 area code, wherever that is. Ooh, where is that? Hello.
Hi there. Hi, 510. I am. Hi, my name is Camille, and I live in Alameda. That's in Northern California.
Oh, I know the area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been there a number of times. It's been a few years. So
okay.
What's going on? What did you think of the list? Did you hear the list of what women like in men? It's geared towards younger men.
I didn't hear.
Oh, you didn't hear
Yeah, I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot of it. I'm 40 years old. I can tell you I've never been a dog person or a cat person. I always had allergies. But now I have one cat. I'm okay with that. And my boyfriend, he seems to be a cat person.
Well, that's good.
So
that's a mutual interest.
That's not a problem.
Mutual interest is part of it. Yes.
And as far
so what about this? Is he how much taller is he than you?
5 to 6 inches.
See? Yeah, that seemed to be fairly typical.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like it's the head to the chin. The top of the head to the chin is this
weird
little rule that that's what I've read before. So what's going on in your mind? I mean, why would you call in? But that's just an interesting thought. The head to the chin, the top of the head to the chin. And it makes good for dancing and all this other crazy stuff, right?
It sure does. It sure does. Yeah. Oh, boy. No, I have a question. It has nothing to do with romance because I feel I'm solid there. But my question is regards to, yeah. My question is in regards to my house.
What about it? Let me ask you, because I'm all about visualization this week and visualizing the outcome that you want. So what's the outcome you want?
Ultimately, I need to reinstate my name on the title of this house and just make it a beautiful environment for myself and my daughter and hopefully my boyfriend when he, you know, comes and move with me.
Okay, so what's the question? Why can't you do that?
Because my home, I was delinquent on some bills, and my home was scheduled for a public auction. So I hired someone to save me.
That gets pretty deep into the process when you get to that point. It's not as simple of a process, but you will work it out. You will work it out. It doesn't benefit them to have to put the house up for auction because they'll never get exactly what they hoped. Right?
Right. That's right. That's right.
So you will work this out. You know that.
That's what I feel.
But here's the problem I hear for you, I'm getting a little cautionary note from Spirit on this, and the words are due diligence on your part. Due diligence.
Okay.
A lot of follow up. A lot of don't let it linger too long without follow up.
Right.
Okay. Because
right.
if you're handing over your problem to somebody else to help you solve the problem. They're not vested in the problem like you are, obviously, right?
Right, right.
So, I mean, Spirit's trying to say, well, but you got to get them vested in it. You got to make sure that they're vested in it. The squeaky wheel kind of thing, the squeaky wheel. You know what I mean by that?
Right, I do. Yeah, I get
so
it.
So you need to get them vested in your problem, and you'll get it done. But you can't let it sit and just say, "Oh, they'll solve it for me." Oh, they're up, you know. No, okay. So time for you to get really, you know, build some fires under some people. Okay, and you'll get it done.
But
ultimately,
you feel this being a situation that can be resolved because those people, it's some sort of a corporation, a LLC. And those people think that they are the new owners of my house. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm working with people. We called this off. What's going on? And I know I need to do something. But it's being a challenge for me to find somebody who can help me be at least not an attorney, but an advocate for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm really putting it out
but
there.
But you know what? you, and I hear this, and it's something that you might want. You may need a real estate attorney. Okay.
Oh yeah.
One,
yeah.
Somebody who specializes in real estate.
Okay.
And your rights as an owner, even though you're going through a foreclosure kind of situation. Okay. So definitely,
right.
I think you're
right.
going to work.
Okay.
It feels like you'll work this out, but
okay.
you've got to be really due diligence.
Diligent.
The ball is in
okay,
your court
thank you.
To take care of this.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's a tough road to be down. Well, that's a difficult road to be down. I know that road because when I was going through a divorce, I was all messed up. You know, divorce messes you up. So I went down that road and I thought I had the problem solved, but the problem wasn't solved. Yes, and I wasn't due diligent in one aspect of it, of solving the problem. Okay, well, enough for that craziness. So visualize what you want. I would go back to the visualization thing. Visualize the outcome that you want. Really get into the visualization. If you have to sign a new contract, if you have to sign a new mortgage, if you have to sign whatever you feel has to be done to resolve the situation, what is the end result? Living in the house, but also maybe there's a contract that you're going to have to sign. Okay. A refinancing contract. So you see yourself, visualize yourself re-signing these documents. So let me go back to this thing about manifesting from Jack Canfield. Visualization. Okay, I'm going to go through the steps. We started on this yesterday, but I didn't have time to get through it. So if you can close your eyes, be with me for a few minutes. We'll do this together. Okay? Ready? Deep breath. We talked a little bit about this working, the law of attraction, how you want to be in a quiet, peaceful place. You know, you can either do this late at night, just before you go to bed, to visualize all these things. It's originally called mental rehearsal. And athletes do it all the time. Famous people do it all the time. They visualize going into meetings. So let's pick something that you want to visualize. You want to create. You want to manifest in your life. Is it a relationship? Okay. I think there was one point that he made here somewhere in this whole thing is I really love this point, and I'm not sure where I read it. I think I read it here. Let's say you want to manifest a car. Okay. Go to the car lot, sit in the car, and do a selfie of you in that car. So you have that visualization. You have that image already. Or like my idea is, well, there's this car I want to get that if I can find one in the parking lot and if I can do this in a kind of not so obvious way, take a selfie of myself in front of that car. So in the picture, I'm with that car. Have somebody take a picture of me, you know, without getting somebody freaked out. You're stealing my car. No, or whatever it is, right? You know, take a picture of yourself. See this famous model, you know, type of woman you want to meet. Oh, let me take a selfie with you. Yes, you got a picture. You got an image to work with, right? You don't even necessarily need that. Okay, so imagine sitting in a movie theater. The lights dim. Then the movie starts. It's a movie of you doing perfectly whatever it is that you want to do better. Okay? See as much detail as you can create, including your clothing, the expression on your face, small body movements, the environment, and any other people that might be around. Add in any sounds you might be hearing, traffic, music, other people talking, cheering. And finally, recreate in your body any feelings you might think you would be experiencing as you engage in this activity. Now, what it's emphasizing here is you're getting all of your senses involved. You're getting the sense of hearing involved, you know. Your auditory senses are opening up. Your visual senses are opening up. The kinesthetic ones, the body feelings are opening up. Maybe it's joy. Maybe you're in this environment and you can feel something. Maybe that car that you want, you can feel the leather. Or the soft cloth as you put your hand on it. Or you can rub your hand across the car. Or if it's a woman, maybe you can feel her back and you can feel the dress, okay? or a man, right? Feel the coat jacket, hold his arm, feel her arm on your arm. That kinesthetic, but also the smell. Maybe you can smell something. Maybe you can smell the interior of the car. Maybe you can smell her perfume. Just get all of those senses open as you're doing this so that you really become immersed in the scene, right? Okay. Step two. Get out of your chair, walk up to the screen, open a door in the screen, and enter into the movie. Okay, so now you really got your senses going. Now you're just going to get even more immersed into it. Now experience the whole thing again from inside of yourself, looking out through your eyes. This is called embodied image rather than distant image. Okay, so what you're really immersing, now you're going to really get to use all those senses, right? It will deepen the impact of the experience. Again, see everything in vivid detail. Hear the sounds you could hear and feel the feelings you will feel. Now, the first time round, you may not be able to feel everything, but you could hear everything, you could visualize everything. You know, that movie that you were watching even send off certain smells. You get a sense of the textures in the movie. Step two, you're actually in the movie. Now you really get a deeper impression of the smells, the texture of what's around you, the colors, and everything. Okay, finally, walk back out of the screen that is still showing the movie of you performing perfectly. Return to your seat in the theater. Reach out and grab the screen. Shrink it down to the size of a cracker. So you just go out and reach for that screen. With that image still going, bring it to you and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Bring this miniature screen into your mouth. Chew it up. Swallow it. Imagine that each tiny piece, like a hologram, contains the full picture performing well. Imagine all these little screens traveling down into your stomach and out through the bloodstream into every cell of the body. Well, that's cool. Isn't that the coolest thing? Then imagine every cell of your body light up with a movie of you performing perfectly, like the one where when you go to the store and you see the 50 televisions lit up everywhere, right? Okay, everything's lit up, everything. When you have finished this process, it should take less than 5 minutes. You can open your eyes, go about your business. But now that image, now that visualization is really part of you at the cellular level. How cool is that, huh? Very good. So the next point, I did read this, but it's kind of cool. Create goal pictures. Another powerful visualization technique is to create a photograph or picture of yourself with your goal, as if you've already completed with it. If one of your goals is to own a new car, take your camera down to the local auto dealer and take a picture with yourself sitting behind the wheel. Perhaps your goal is to visit Paris. Find a picture or poster of the Eiffel Tower and cut out a picture of yourself and place it in the picture. Now, you could Photoshop that, right? You don't have to physically cut it out, but you could Photoshop it. You could put yourself in that image. You could crop yourself into that image. And now you have it and you want to print it out. Cool as that. Or if there's a certain type of woman you want to meet, you can do that to it. And that's a cool idea. So this could be every aspect of your life that you could start visualizing, and you can hold that picture and you can take that picture back to that first thing that we talked about, those three steps. Now you have a really cool picture for your movie if you do that also. Isn't this fun? So try it. I want your feedback. What do you think about this? It's a great idea. So I'm going to keep this. I'll use this one again. I'm going to do a class on this one of these days where we can go in more detail and spend more time on this. It'll be a lot of fun to do that. So I have a few minutes left. Okay. What am I doing here? Now that I have a few minutes left, I thought this would take longer than it did, but it didn't. Okay. That's fine. And I have trash cans next door making all kinds of noise. Okay, we're not going to do that article today. I'm not going to do that because I only have 5 minutes left. And if you want to call in, if you want to get a message from an ancestor, we can do that you're so inclined. Okay, I'm not going to do that article either. I'm narrowing this down a lot. Okay, so let's just do this one. Six ways to communicate with departed ones. And this is from beliefnet.com. Wesley Baines, and I don't know Wesley, but I thought there were really interesting points, and I'm not going to go into all the gory details that he brings up. I'm just going to go through some of them just to highlight them. Okay, number one, easy enough to do. Just sit back and relax. Speak out loud. One of the simplest ways to get your deceased loved one to communicate with you is just talk. That's right. Just start speaking. Don't just speak into the ear. Hold an image of the person. Get a picture. Now, I would recommend if you're going to get a picture and you want to speak to somebody, get a picture of them when they were younger and vital and healthy. Because that's where they're going to be now. They're going to be in the non-physical world, and they're going to want to represent themselves as young and healthy, and they're 30-something. You know, they're not old and decrepit and all that stuff. When you get into the non-physical world, you want to communicate and present yourself as vital. And if you're going to put forth an image of yourself, you put forth in that way. So get a picture when they were younger and healthy. Okay? And then talk to that image. And just let's see what happens. Just see what happens. Ask them questions. Tell them what's going on in your life. Just communicate. And see where you get feedback. Because the next few will give you feedback. We're getting into the feedback part. Dreams. Okay, so they're going to bounce back to you in dreams, right? On our dreams hold the power to connect us to the new and strange places. Pay attention to them because your deceased loved ones might just be trying to communicate you while you sleep. Now, you forget your dreams. I raise my hand and I go, I forget my dreams. Okay, I forget my dreams. So you might want to either keep a journal nearby, or you might want a recorder of some kind to record your dreams so that when you don't forget them, talk to you, you go, oh, yeah, okay, I got it. I wrote it down. You know, like when you wake up in the morning, you go, oh, yeah, I wrote that down. That was kind of cool. That was a cool dream. Because you've asked them to communicate with you. You've talked to them. You talked to their picture. Now let them communicate back to you, and dreams is one way that they communicate back to you. Meditate. Get into a really quiet, deep space. Okay? Get into this really quiet, deep space and let them come through. Now, we can tie in our visualization process into that because you can start visualizing them in your meditation. You want to communicate with them. See them in that movie that we were talking. This just came to me. So this is kind of a cool idea. So see them in that movie that you've been seeing. Visualize them in that movie, younger, having fun, doing whatever they're doing. And then walk into the movie and be part of the movie with them. And see what happens in your meditation. I think I'm going to try that with my father. See what happens. Oh, I got a caller. Oh, I only have a minute. Real quick question. I got about a minute left. Okay, real quick question. Hello. Real quick. Got about 30 seconds if that's enough time. Nope. Hello.
Can I get a message from an ancestor, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I get a message from an ancestor?
Ah, real quick. It's going to be a short one. Take your time. Take your time in the next stage of your life. Don't rush. Don't get worried. Just take your time. Things will unfold slowly. Just take your time. Don't feel rushed. Okay? That's basically, it's hard at this with only this few seconds to do this, but that's just take your time. It's going to unfold in a way that you will be amazed. Just take your time. Okay?
Yep. Thank you.
No worries. That's what I keep hearing. No worries. So take care. We're almost out of time here. Oh, I got 30 seconds left. Well, let me real quick. There's another point that we're communicating with dead people. Meditation. Use medium, of course. Sometimes a person like myself, medium will give you messages and help you connect more so. Prayer is a good way of doing it. Just open prayer. Okay, I think that's it. Yes. or hold a belonging, hold something that they had in your hands, and that's called psychometry, and you can connect that way also. So I love you guys. Oops. Goodbye. Oh no. It's been fun. Talk to you tomorrow.